Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of industry movers and shakers who are experts on the topic of today's show. So with all the buying and selling of multifamily properties, there's a common practice that can occur when a multifamily property changes hands, and that is to rebrand the property. When a property is rebranded, there is much more to the process than just changing the community's name. In a time of intensifying competition, effective strategies can revitalize a property, boost revenue, and improve resident retention. With this in mind, our topic today is rebranding your property for success. So joining me on our power panel is Ivy Lee Rosario, Associate Editor of Multi-Housing News and Commercial Property Executive, as well as Robert Martinez, CEO of Rockstar Capital Management. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So to give our listeners a little background, I subscribe to several different publications and online blogs and websites. And one of them is MHN, which is Multi-Housing News. And I read a recent article that Ivy, you wrote, which is the title of today's show, Rebranding Your Property for Success. So tell our listeners a little bit about how you got into that topic and what you did to research it, to write the article.
Great. So, you know, this is something that we kind of wanted to dabble into in terms of a marketing strategy. So people have talked about social media so many times, and rebranding was something that we know kind of goes on in the industry, but I don't think it's talked about as much and covered as much. So we really wanted to hone into the fact that, you know, this is something that is occurring rapidly, especially whether it's changing hands or a community just needs an upgrade. So I really wanted to take a look at, you know, different companies out there that are doing this and what the type of strategies are, you know, what's the way to determine whether your community needs to be rebranded in the first place. If you plan on changing the name, there are certain qualities and qualification that goes into that, and really just the steps to rebranding in general in order to, you know, get the most out of your community for both your company as an owner or manager and the residents that live there.
Well, I think it was a very informative article. I enjoyed reading it, and I also noticed that you kind of took a cross-section of the people you interviewed from different companies as well as different parts of the country. And did you find a common theme there?
I think it kind of depends on the location. There are certain things you have to think about weather-wise. You know, if you live in California, there are certain things that, you know, your property might be looking for in terms of rebranding that might not necessarily work in Connecticut where I live. Mm-hmm. So I think talking to different companies from different locations gives you a better perspective on what might work for your community and what your residents are looking for in that specific space.
All right. And Robert, you, you know, your company, you have, what, probably 15 or 16 properties.
Today we have 16 properties.
I know that I've heard stories and talked with owners who have rebranded properties that they've purchased because that they might not have had the best reputation. There could have been some incidents that occurred, and they wanted to try and get away from that name. But there's other reasons to rebrand, too. What have you found, and what have you done with your properties?
Well, we are a owner-operated management company, which means that everything that we operate, we own ourselves. So everything that we're gonna touch is gonna have the Rockstar name, the Rockstar culture behind that. We want to storytell when we take over our property. So number one, we come in with a heavy renovation budget, and that's really important because that's your silver bullet. That's your one chance to distinguish you from the other person before you, right? And so you come in with a very detailed, thought through budget. But the ultimate goal is the renewal, because in the apartment game, you only make money when they renew, not when they lease.
Right.
We all know that, because if they renew, you're not only going to get probably a rent bump, you're going to get a expense savings. So you'll have an immediate bottom line NOI increase. Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure that we have the residents' needs in mind. So anything that could really possibly touch them when they come home from a long day of work. You know, most of our properties are working class properties. You know, we're not, you know, in the type A downtown luxury property. So, you know, everybody that is living in one of our communities is going to be, they're going to put in a full day's work. We want to make sure that when they come home, everything's working right.
Right. So when you, when you're rebranding, I noticed in the article that Ivy wrote that they were talking about ages of properties. There was one featured, I think, that was a 1971 vintage property. So when you have an older property, part of that renovation budget, besides rebranding it, is also going towards upgrading the property, bringing it into what tenants or residents would expect from today's type property. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, again, that renovation budget is your silver bullet between, and it separates you between the guy before you and you. So what number one thing that we always do is we always replace the air conditions. We go in there and do a mass overhaul of all the air conditioning equipment, because what we have found is that nobody likes it when it's 82 degrees in their apartment and it's 96 degrees outside. You know, the number one maintenance headache is air conditioning. The number one reason why people move out is maintenance. So if you go back and you eliminate the number one reason why people might move out, you're going to increase your renewal. So again, everything that we do in the renovation has the renewal in mind.
Yeah, and I guess, Ivy, just full disclosure, we're in Houston, Texas. So air conditioning is a major thing in here. Might not be quite as much in the Northeast, but here it's a major, major concern of tenants. So, Ivy, one of the things when we're talking about, when you were talking in your article about when you change the name, I think that was one of your last comments in the article, but when people think of rebranding, in a lot of ways, they're thinking about name change. And what were the reasons that some of your the people you interviewed said they were doing that for?
The name change is important to an extent. It is basically the last thing, because you can't just change the name of a property and expect people to think that you've done everything. It needs to go so much further than just changing the name of the property, because if you do that, it's almost like you're hiding from the fact that you haven't done any other upgrades. So it really is an important step, but it also needs to be something that's going hand in hand with all the other upgrades and all the other types of rebranding that you're doing. A lot of the people I spoke with said that, you know, it is an important thing, but it doesn't necessarily need to happen. You can still keep the name if it's something original to the location, if it's something that works for SEO purposes, if it stands out against the local competition. You can keep the same name and just as well show the upgrades that you've done to the property. I think it goes back to the whole marketing of it, where you can put up new signage with the same name and change your curb appeal, change the landscaping, and people will start to see that you are making changes on your property. So yes, the name change is important, but at the same time, it's not necessarily, you know, a go-to, you know, that it's a do-or-die situation. You don't need to do this if you think that that name still works for the community that you have.
Well, I think in your article you had mentioned that there was, or you had cited one example of a property that had a similar name to several of the other ones around it, and they were having issues with SEO or search engine optimization, as you had mentioned, when someone was trying to find it, locate it, they were going to the wrong property because it had a similar name, and that was one of the motivators in their part in trying to change the name.
Yes, definitely. If a lot of places have similar names near you, then obviously, when people are going to, you know, even do a quick Google search of you, if they come up with a bunch of names that start with the same word, they're going to be confused about what community they're going to go to in the first place. And sometimes they just decide not to go at all because it's too frustrating to decide, you know, where this is located and why they should go there if you're not standing out against the competition. So one of the big things in my article that I realized while doing this is research is like a number one thing to do when you're, you know, even before you start rebranding, because you need to see what else is out there. You need to research the, you know, local area that you're in, you know, what the competition looks like, what they offer residents, and you need to make sure that you're on par with what they're doing. And if you see that three other communities in, you know, a certain radius close to you have the same name, then it should be an obvious decision that you definitely should change the name, because that otherwise, you know, you're not going to get the residents that you want in there, and it'll just lead to confusion. And you want to set yourself apart. That's the whole point of rebranding, is really to set yourself apart and make sure residents, you know, prospective residents and the ones that are living there know that you're offering them something different and unique.
Okay. Robert, we got about 30 seconds before we have to go to break. Did you want to add anything to that as far as what you've done on some of your properties with name changes?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've only really, I think, in the 16, 17 opportunities we've had, we've only changed the name one time. But we have found what's more important, though, is the online reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, she mentioned a minute ago, you do your research. Well, we go and we research what the reputation is from the online reviews, and we can structure our renovation behind that. But more importantly, you're hearing them. That is the residents, the voice box. That, you know, that's their opportunity, their medium to communicate with you. And so we go back and we focus on the online reviews. Every time somebody renews, every time somebody leases, aren't they happy? Mm-hmm. So why aren't you asking for that review? We go in there, we make sure that we drown out all the hate reviews. It's typically coming from somebody who's not paying their rent, mm-hmm. or somebody who's violating the community policies. So we want to drown out that hate and bring in some love from somebody who just leased last week and they love their new apartment, or somebody who's been there for a year or two and they're happy living there and they want their friends to know about it and what have you. And so they come in and they offer a positive review. So you got to bring that reputation score because I think 60% of all the research is done before they ever walk through the door.
Right.
You know, and so you got to be ready to go.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we are discussing rebranding your property for success. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is Ivy Lee Rosario, Associate Editor for Multi-Housing News and Commercial Property Executive, and Robert Martinez, CEO of Rockstar Capital Management. Before the break, we were talking about research being an important part of rebranding, Robert, talk a little bit about, you mentioned during the last segment that you do research by looking at online reviews, and during the break, we were talking about the fact you actually do that not only when you own a property and you want to continue to operate the property, but before you purchase a property, you're going to find out what the issues were. And how important is that in making your decisions on how to rebrand that property?
For sure. I mean, you've got to read those reviews. I mean, just like it is there, they can be your best friend. They can also be your worst enemy, right? So we got to find out, what were the deficiencies of the previous ownership before? Was there a pest problem? Was there a lighting problem? You know, do I need to come in and put extra money in there for like LED lights? Was there a drug problem on site? Was there other people that are selling? Do I got to come in with extra security? You know, or is the manager or the team team on site not doing their job right. You'll find that out mm-hmm. from people who get disgruntled. You know, at the same time, you can't, when you took over the property, you've got to drown that out, right? So mm-hmm. you got to make sure that you're addressing each of those issues, right? Yeah. And you got to reply to each one of these reviews too. But on top of that, right, you've got to like when you got to story tell why it's going to be different for you. So we use a lot of different things to make sure that not only are the reviews covered, but we started to get positive reviews. You know, I mentioned before the break that 60% of all renters find you online and do the research. That's closer to 80%. You know, it's changing. The market's changing. People are much more educated, even in the working class properties that we have, right? Or the all Hispanic speaking, you know, Spanish speaking. Everybody has a phone.
Right.
Everybody. I've never met one person today that doesn't have a phone. And if they have a phone, that means they have access to the internet. Mm-hmm. They have access to see who you are, to do research on who you are. So we're trying to make sure that we have all of our bases covered so that if they find us on the internet and they're doing their research, it paints the best story possible, because when they come to the property, decisions made,
right?
You know, that people's time is the most important thing. Why does Uber work today? Because it saves you time. Mm-hmm. Why do all these tech companies come in today? Anything that saves time, Alexa, all these things, they save you time. And so we have to make sure that if we're the lucky one that gets chosen to come in, when they come in, the battle's over. All they're doing is to verify that what they saw online. We use a lot of virtual reality. We're using a lot of different ways to tell our story online so that when they come in, they're ready to sign.
Right. Well, and we've done some shows where we've touched on reputation management in the past, and I remember one person said something that kind of stuck with me, which was, you really have no idea how many potential residents you're losing because they're not coming in because they saw something online that caused them not to want to visit the property. So, you know, that certainly has changed in the industry from before there was internet, when, you know, you had a lot of foot traffic from people just wanting to find out more about your property. Ivy, I wanted to ask you, because in your article you cited a company that was actually – when they were going through their rebranding process and doing research, that part of their research was they got residents together, existing residents together, and did some focus groups and had meetings and discussions with them to find out what they thought and what their needs were.
Yeah. I think that was something that was, you know, people don't think about as often. I know everyone is always aiming to get new residents, obviously, through the door, and that's understandable, but you also have to take into account the residents that are there in the current property and have been there for a while. And I think it's a good idea to, you know, it's not like you have to take their word specifically on each of these things, but it's good to kind of generate ideas and know, you know, what are the most important things that your current residents are looking to have in their space, what's going to make them comfortable, what's going to make them want to continue going home to that property. So even if it's something like, you know, a community meeting, just a way to brainstorm ideas in order to see, you know, what you should be focusing on first, especially with, you know, Robert was saying, going into his properties with a big budget. You still have to kind of make a plan for yourself as to where that budget is going and what are the most important things that need to be changed first. And getting the word from your current residents is a great way to kind of generate those ideas and really create that plan that you have before you start upgrading certain parts of it.
Robert, what do you when you have your budget and you know what you're doing going in, do you kind of follow a cookie cutter type of concept, or based on the reviews online or discussion with the existing residents, you kind of taper it to meet those needs?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have our basics. We know what's going to, we're always going to replace the air conditions. As I mentioned earlier, that's the number one maintenance headache. The number one reason why people move out is maintenance. So we're going to make sure that in Houston, Texas, when it's 103, how hot was it the last couple of days?
Right.
Everybody who's at the pool, you don't want it to look like you're at the pool inside your apartment. You want to make sure your apartment's, you know, a nice 72 to 74, very comfortable. So that's the number one thing we will always do. Lighting upgrades, landscaping, these are all basics for us. But I want to go back and touch on what she said. I think that you do have to have this. You have to give your resident as much access to you. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud. We partner with J. Turner Research, one of the leading research companies in the United States. You know, I'm proud that out of, I think it was 97,000 communities, 25% of our portfolio ranks in the top 1%.
Wow.
And the reason why that's occurring is because we give them a medium. We give them a voice. We actively encourage reviews. So everywhere at all of our properties, we're constantly pushing. Please let us know how we're doing. Every single review of all the 2,700 plus units I see, I get an email and my management team sees. Mm-hmm. So I see five star. I see a one star. I'm like, oh, hey, what happened here? How come this person's complaining about this or complaining about that? And I send it to the regional. I send it to the manager. If I miss that, my VP of operations does that. She'll do that. Or somebody on the team will see that. All the management team sees that. On top of it, we do surveys. That's another product that J. Turner Research offers. We give them an opportunity to rate us. If they don't want to do a review, great. But they can take a quick four or five question survey. And so, you know, we talk about getting these focus groups together. We have like nonstop focus groups. It's like nonstop feedback. Mm-hmm. And we think that if you can give them a voice to their concern, you're going to earn that renewal. Because again, the way you make money in real estate, especially in apartments, is the day that they renew. So why would they not renew if they're being heard?
Right. No, that's important. And being listened to, I think is something that I know that's one of the part of the training that managers get through the NAA is when it comes time to talk with a resident. Resident's got a concern. Don't look at your phone. You know, don't cross your arms. You know, look like you want to have the appearance, and also you do want to listen, but you want to use body language also to open up to make sure that the resident understands that they're being heard, and whatever they're saying, good or bad, is important. Ivy, you added budgeting tools in your article. Let's talk a little bit about what you found out about that.
Sure. So like I said previously, you know, creating a budget is very important. You know, like we were talking about, kind of pointing out what are the must-have renovation needs for your community. So it really, I spoke to different people, and obviously, you know, like just like Robert was saying, was, you know, the flooring, the lighting, you know, air conditioning if you live in Texas,
right?
Or anywhere in the South, probably. So you really want to just kind of see what your, you know, cost per unit will be so you can have an overall budget. I mean, some of these companies do have, you know, a lot of money to spend on this, and some of them don't. Some of them kind of have to, you know, really budget to what's going to be most important. So I did speak to a few different companies. One of them actually uses data analysis to kind of inspect each of the units and see which ones need upgrades versus which ones are still operating correctly. And I think it just comes down to really taking out the time to assess your property. That was a big thing that went into this. Is especially when you're doing research, you don't want to just research outside of your community. You want to research every, you know, square foot of your property and really make sure you're thorough in determining what needs to be fixed. So, you know, you need to go through and do your own assessment, and, you know, you can have third-party companies help you with this, but it really is important to just get in there yourself and, you know, assess each and every unit. It can't just be kind of like an overview overhaul, because not everything is going to need the same. If there are general things such as air conditioners or, you know, flooring that needs to be fixed, that is something to take into account. But you really want to budget how much it's going to cost per unit to make some of these upgrades, especially when you've had a high, you know, resident turnover. A lot of these, you know, even if it's the previous owner, sometimes they'll do upgrades after a person leaves in between residents. So if, you know, a certain property is already upgraded, you don't necessarily have to put in more work if it's already been dealt with, but you do want to make sure you assess it and make sure there was nothing that was missed. So, you know, budgeting is really important to make sure that you cross off everything off your list that is, you know, the most important things that you really need to make sure that residents will want and are, you know, should be up and working correctly in their unit.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a break in just a second. I do want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topic ideas or guest ideas, as well as suggestions, or just to listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com. We will be right back after these short messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
We're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we are discussing rebranding your property for success. I'm Paul Marks, and we're talking today with Ivy Lee Rosario, Associate Editor for Multi-Housing News and Commercial Property Executive, and Robert Martinez, CEO of Rockstar Capital Management. Before the break, we were talking about, Ivy, you had mentioned using third-party companies, and Robert, tell us a little bit about how you do your research as far as it, using outside folks, or you mentioned J. Turner Research as you use to help you with things. What other things do you do?
Yes, I don't have a vendor partner, you know, like the what was the company called again?
Ivy, what was the company?
I didn't name a specific one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I don't have
a
third party.
Yeah, an example.
Yeah, I don't have a third party company that I go to help us with our due diligence. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate. I'm part of a real estate club called Lifestyles Unlimited. It's where I learned how to run apartments there. And more importantly, one of the best lessons I learned was how to read a profit and loss statement. So I can tell when things are high. You know, right before the break, we're talking about if the air condition bill, if the air condition expenses are high, I know I got to budget money for air conditions. If I see carpet and flooring are really high, I got to budget money for that. We talked during the break about water conservation. I mean, mm-hmm. as you know, every time somebody flushes a toilet, that's 5 to 6 gallons. The average person flushes it 6 times a day. You have 4, 5, 6 people in that apartment. That's a lot of, that's thousands and tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 gallons of water. Well, if, you know, I know rule of thumb that in our business that the average water bill per unit is between $400 and $500 per unit. And if I see where it's like $700 or $800, I know there's a huge opportunity to come in there with a water conservation plan. Because I think the little secret, and maybe not sure everybody knows this, but the way people make their money in real estate is through the renewal gain. Right, we got to make sure that we don't have any expenses, but at the same time, you get a rent bump as well. Mm-hmm. So, a $10 rent bump on 100 units is $1,000 more a month. Simple math: 100 times 12 is 12,000. Divide that number by a 6% cap rate, that's a $200,000 value creation just on a $10 rent bump.
Right.
So, imagine if you come in there with a renovation and you're going to wipe out the AC expenses during the year. You're going to come in there and you're going to cut the water bill by 50%. You're going to come in and you're going to cut the through service contracts, you're going to cut their waste bill, or you're going to cut their electric bill. There's a lot of ways to go in there and make money and add value. You know, I so that I don't use these third party companies. I think we've got enough experience. I mean, I've done over 5,000 units mm-hmm. in my time. I think I know more or less what needs to get done and what doesn't. So yeah, I don't have a vendor partner for that, but you know, I think we've just got some really hard experience on that.
Yeah. Well, so Ivy, in your article, you had mentioned that there was someone you had interviewed had mentioned that they think that you should do the whatever you can, make renovations on the outside of the property, the exterior of the property first, to start the buzz. And you even mentioned in the article that someone put a sign up, you know, 79 days and counting, you know, to create, you know, mystery and interest and so forth. Talk a little bit about what they were saying.
Right. Yes. So basically, this is a great marketing tool if you know you want to get the word out. Like we were saying before, you know, online reviews are great, but you also need to take into account the people who already live around the area, or even the people who are living in that community. When they see signage up that says, you know, coming soon, changes are being made, you know, it creates interest in what your company is doing to that property. So it's a way of not only, you know, making your current residents interested in the changes that are being made, but also appealing to, you know, people who are driving by your property. If they see signs for, you know, upgrades you're doing and changes that are coming, you know, they might be interested to just poke their head in and see what these things are. And things like landscaping, signage, you know, even curb appeal, painting, these are all things that are easily noticeable and will get people intrigued to say, you know, oh, that community looks so much different than it did a few weeks ago. Maybe they have, you know, more things planned. Let me go in and see, or let me give them a call or look them up. And it's just a great way of, you know, not just doing traditional marketing, but really, you know, putting one foot forward and really showing potential residents what your community can offer them and that you're actually doing work. You know, the interiors are important, which, you know, that's where people are living. So that's, you know, number one on the list, but you also can't see that. So for people who are coming to the property or even just driving by it, they can't see that you're fixing or painting inside or, you know, replacing appliances, but they can see that you painted the outside of the community and, you know, fixed the grass and put new, you know, signage and, you know, pool chairs, anything that your community has to offer outside that just makes even a small, subtle difference is something that can bring new potential residents in.
And Robert, I would, in that line of thinking, I would imagine that it's probably easier to quickly make a difference outside because you don't have to get inside people's units or displace them or whatever when you're doing these upgrades on the interiors. How do you handle that as far as when it comes to rebranding a property and all the stuff that you do on the outside of the property that people can see?
Yeah, you know, she is 100% right. You know, in the day of internet marketing, in the day of, you know, pay-per-click advertising, search engine optimization, Facebook, right? At the end of the day, you got to have something to show.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have pictures. And so it's very important to go out there and upgrade your curb appeal because that's your first impression. When somebody walks through that door, I mean, what they see, you can't ever undo that again, right? So you want to drive by. You're always going to have a little bit of drive-by traffic. We try to get away from that because we found is that your drive-by traffic doesn't necessarily going to be the ones that will accept the higher rents that mm-hmm. you're going to be asking. That's where we push the internet marketing to get more of that and you know, certain keywords, dog parks, you know, outdoor amenities such as a barbecue or a pavilion, you know, the little things that we incorporate. But at the end of the day, you got to get back to the basic. You got to have a product to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have a product to sell. And so, yeah, you want to use nice colors that are attractive and not over the top. You know, I've driven through some parts of Houston where, you know, it's just like, it's crazy. Like, it looks like the circus out there, right, on what they're using, right? We prefer a lot of earth tones, a lot of natural colors, you know, and make sure that, you know, the landscaping looks right. Because you walk through, right, one of the very first things we do is landscaping. We come in there and we trim all the trees back. Well, number one, we get rid of all the trees that are impeding on the buildings right there that are, mm-hmm. like, you know, going to hurt the foundation or the roofing. We're going to spend money on roofing. We're going to spend money on siding. We're going to repaint that, you know, and so that's going to look great. But these trees cover it up, right?
Right.
So, you know, I think the old, you know, the old rule in real estate, you know, 101, right? You've got to be able to see.
Right.
Right. You know, it's location and visibility. And so we get rid of all of the trees to make sure that people can see the product that we're advertising. If we don't have the prettiest of brick, we may have to go paint.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we're going to change out all that cedar planking. We're going to put some new siding. We're going to paint it. We're going to add some little finishes that are unique to what we do that are important to our properties. But yeah, I mean, you've got to have a really nice product to look at.
And that's important to do, I would imagine, as quickly as you possibly can once you take over the property,
yeah.
which also would show your existing residents
yeah.
that you're making changes.
Well, the number one thing for us right now, we took over property April 30th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have not started the renovation, but we're about to start this week. And the very first thing we're going to do is air conditions. Why? We're already in May. You know, we got 3 months to get those air conditions in because it's going to be the dead of August. And as you know, in Houston,
right.
the summer never ends until like November, You know, I mean, it can be 100 degrees in November. So we're going to hit those ACs first because the residents need to feel that they're getting something as part of the renovation, right? It's not just for the new people. It's for the
existing
as well. Because, you know, so many times they come in like, oh, you do this for everybody else. You don't do anything for us. Well, no, we just gave you a brand new $2,000 air conditioning system. And it's saving you money on your electric bill. More importantly, it's not 86 degrees when you're going to bed at night.
Right. Oh, that's important. So, Ivy, when you were in your article, you were talking about some of the amenities that people were adding after they did their research were like pool cabanas and outdoor projection units and things like that. What did you hear people, some of the different things that people were trying to do?
I think it kind of depends on where your location is. A lot of things like pools, you know, pet parks, pet amenities are a really big growing thing now. More and more people are having pets, so catering to that is something that is really important because you can easily lose residents without it. Mm-hmm. Something like fitness centers and even just like common area Wi-Fi is something that a lot of people are always looking for. These are some of the basic ones that can work mostly anywhere depending on your location. If you have a bigger budget, then of course you can go into, you know, outdoor movie theaters and, you know, cabanas, spa areas, you know, humongous clubhouses, you know, that have outdoor kitchens, you know, grills, fire pits. So I think it really depends on your location. If you're somewhere where the weather is usually warm, then obviously you want to create more outdoor spaces. If you're somewhere like where I am in the Northeast, you know, we only have a small window of time to use that, and then it's snowing and uncomfortable. So you really don't want to focus too much on things that people can't use. I mean, I think pools are a great way of getting people outside in pet parks, no matter where you are, because someone can always use that, even if it's for a short amount of time. But I think amenities are really come down to what your residents want and what they're going to use, which kind of goes back to the topic of, you know, talking to your residents and asking them, you know, what would you like to see in your community, what are some things you'd be interested in us offering that you would actually use? And that kind of helps generate ideas of how you can enhance your amenity offerings as well.
Oh, great, great. I want to take a moment, though, before we take our next break, to thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. E-Conserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. We're going to be right back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's E-Conserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing rebranding your property for success. I'm Paul Marks, and my guests are Ivy Lee Rosario, Associate Editor of Multi-Housing News and Commercial Property Executive, as well as Robert Martinez, CEO of Rockstar Capital. And I want to just let our listeners know that there are other ways to listen than live every Friday at 10 a.m. on 1110 a.m. KTEK. You can also go to the KTEK website and listen live from any device or computer. You can go to the iHeartRadio app on your phone or device and listen to it there at 10 o'clock on Fridays. Or you can go and listen to any archived episode at any time at the Multifamily Matters radio show website, which is www.multifamilyradio.com. We're talking about rebranding your property for success, which was an article that Ivy Lee, who's joining us by phone from the New York area, had written for MHN. And before we took the break, we were talking a little bit about amenities and the importance of amenities in some classes of properties. Robert, talk a little bit about how you work that with Rockstar.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely have to have certain key amenities. You know, I think right before the break, we talked about dog parks. You know, 63% of all residents have a pet, and chances are it's a dog. So you want to make sure that you're accommodating to your existing resident, your existing demographic. You want to create social spaces outside before, you know, especially if you have like a one bedroom community. You know, they probably want to be outside. You probably have a lot of singles. They want to, you know, mingle and what have you. The thing is, though, it's almost like this never ending rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Right, because it's in a huge amenity war. You know, I live downtown. I've got every amenity you can think of, from a wine cooler inside my unit to this amazing resort style pool. But the thing is, it's a never ending battle, and there's always somebody that's going to develop something to come up with it. Well, we have found. I read a book a long time ago called Customers for Life. It was by the gentleman that owns Sewell Motor Company. He owns a lot of Cadillac and Lexus dealerships, and what he found is that the average person will buy 10 cars in their lifetime. He goes, why can't they buy all 10 from me? Mm-hmm. And so in there, he had different examples on what to do. But number one is, I think you got to have consistency of staff. You know, you don't build the business, you build the people, and the people build the business right there. So we're constantly doing education. We're constantly spending time with our staff, and we're making sure that our staff know that this is a long-term place for employment. Because for us, it's not really an amenity wars. It's more of a staff war. You know, you got to make sure you have your staff, because you have a consistency of staff. If your resident partner that lives on site knows that that person's going to be in the office, or know that, you know, you have this relationship, that's why they're going to renew. They're not going to renew because you got some giant resort style pool. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does a resort style pool mean to somebody who's 65 years old? You know, or 75 years old, they're not going to go out to the pool, right? But they care about the person that's in the office, mm-hmm. and they especially care if that person in the office cares about them. So we try to make sure that we do a lot of employee engagement stuff to make sure that we're, you know, not only sharing with them ideas to build the community, but also to build my Rockstar community, to build my staff community, and make sure that on their birthday, they get an edible arrangement, mm-hmm. and they get balloons. At the same time, I want to make sure that my residents also know that we care about them, that they get, you know, Rockstar swag stuff from us, either a coffee mug or, you know, something from us, but for sure some balloons on their door, right? How many people live in apartments, you know, that where maybe they don't have family in town or friends in town? What if you may be the only person that says happy birthday today, to them? I think for us, we're not going to win the amenity war. We can come up with ideas and we can do different things, but we can win the caring war. We can make sure that our EQ, our emotional intelligence with our residents is high, that right. we have empathy for them.
Well, and I think that I've never heard the term amenity wars before. That's a great term in this industry, especially. And part of your article touched on the different amenities that people were trying to put in place, Ivy. And I would imagine, looking at the companies that you had interviewed, that a lot of those were what we would consider Class A properties, where yeah. they could afford those amenities. What did you find with that?
I think it just kind of depends. It's always going to be a case-by-case basis depending on your community. And I think if you stick with the basics and really hone in on what your residents need and want, I think that's what matters, and that's really the end goal. I don't think you need to make something extremely specific and expensive mm-hmm. if you can't, and if not, it's not the market that you're in. I think it just needs to come down to function and really thinking about, you know, yes, I could offer these, you know, luxurious amenities, but will my residents really use them? And I think it comes down to really putting yourself in the residents' shoe and even talking to them and seeing what would really be useful for them and what are some things that you can invest your money in that you know won't go to waste later on. You know, like he was saying before, if you have, you know, older people living in a community, they don't care about, you know, a resort-style pool because they're not going to use it. So I think it really depends on who your target market is and what area you're in and really focusing on what your residents will use and what will be most of value to them.
And you had an interesting quote in your article. Robert, I wanted to get your feeling on this. You quoted a gentleman named Scott Schaefer, who's the chairman and CEO of Independence Realty Trust, and his quote was, "The end goal is twofold, generate the highest possible revenue and provide the best living experience to residents."
I mean, that's absolutely. I think that's been the theme of my conversation today is that the renovation, when we take over a property, has the renewal in mind. The renewal wins for us because if they renew, not only do we get a rent bump, right? Chances are we're not going to renew without a rent bump. We're going to get something at least, you know, $30 to $40. I mentioned to you before, you know, a $10 rent bump on 100 units times 12, I've created $200,000 of value. So, you know, to answer that part, you create that revenue stream. At the other end, we have some pride in what we do. I mean, Our company is called Rockstar. Mm-hmm. You know, we live by that every single day. You know, we have 14 city, state, national awards for a reason, because we have our residents. We have the residents in mind in everything we do. We want to make sure that they have an opportunity to communicate with us through surveys or through online reviews. So, you know, reputation management with our residents is really important. And so, you know, on the quote that the gentleman gave, that's exactly right. You've got your revenue stream you created through your value, your value add of your of your property, but also through just creating a nice community and being associated with that. I'm not one of these slumlord kind of guys. I have tremendous pride in what we do, and our company has tremendous pride. So we want to make sure we're providing a long-term, lasting, you know, as I mentioned before in that book, right, they're going to buy 10 cars in a year. Well, how many apartments, how many annual renewals can that person generate? I want them to give me 10 years worth.
Right.
You know, I'll take care of them. You take care of me.
Right. No, that's important. I wanted to find out, Ivy, what are you working on next? What's coming out of MHN, any articles that you got working in the future?
Sure. We have our mid-year guide that we do. We do two a year, one in the beginning of the year as a guide to the following year, and then we do a mid-year piece that is both MHN and CPE formed together. So right now we have a lot of different topics that we're working on. That'll be for our July-August issue. You know, as always in publications, we're always ahead a few months. But, you know, we do a little bit of everything. We have a great, you know, mission success that my colleagues work on where, you know, we look for people who have, you know, gone through some struggles throughout the real estate industry and really have made a name for themselves. We have things like case studies we're working on, energy, a lot of finance. So we really cover a little bit of everything for both publications, and we're always coming up with new ideas and looking for new things to cover. So it's really an interesting topic, and I think everyone should go check it out.
Okay.
Because, you know, we really do cover a lot, and, you know, we're always looking to talk to new people and what, you know, different things are happening in the industry. So we're always looking for the next greatest thing.
Well, tell everybody if they want to check out or subscribe to MHN, how can they do that?
Sure. So we have multihousingnews.com, and then we have cpexecutive.com, and those are our two publications. And we really focus on serving as a resource for executives and companies in the multifamily and commercial real estate industry. And, you know, we have our monthly digest that comes out, which is a shorter version of the online pieces that we write specifically for our magazines. So now they are a digest, so you can get a snippet of what we're working on and then the longer form pieces online. But those are our two sites. And it's really easy to subscribe. We have newsletters. We have webinars that we do, different events. So we're really working on, you know, talking to as many people out there as we can and, you know, learning more about the industry as it's always changing. So there's always something new to discover.
Well, it's a great resource. I use it all the time and I subscribe to it. And I suggest to our listeners that if you don't subscribe to it, you check it out. So Robert, tell us a little bit about your background and Rockstar and what you guys are doing and what the future is.
Yeah, for sure. I've been in the business since 2007. As I mentioned before, I was very fortunate and blessed that I joined a real estate club here in Houston called Lifestyle Unlimited. Associated myself with a lot of like-minded people who are wanting to just look for a different way, a different avenue to invest our dollars other than the stock market. It's been a dream ride. It's definitely a life changer for me. Started out in 07, built up the business to about 2,000 units with a partner, sold out my interest in that business in 2011, started Rockstar. We've gone on to just, you know, now we run almost 2,800 units today, 16 properties, all based in the Houston area, 14 city, state, national apartment association awards. And, you know, what we're focusing on now is just that next level, you know, of marketing, making mm-hmm. sure that not only are we generating, you know, ideas to make sure that our residents stay in mind, but we're also going to be able to get that next level of renter that will find us online. So we've revamped all of our websites. They're all SEO optimized now. We're learning a lot about internet marketing. We're getting involved with virtual reality. We'll probably learn a little bit about augmented reality in the next couple of years. We're getting into voice. Anything that will save you time, the ability for your resident partner to be able to say, pay my rent, Alexa, and it pays your rent.
Right.
Hey, Alexa, my garbage disposal isn't working. Can you please create a maintenance order? Alexa comes back and asks you a series of questions and it's done. I mean, that's the next level.
That is.
And, you know, what's going on today is the new world is eating up the old world. And I want to make sure that I'm not part of the old world. I want to make sure we're on the cutting edge of those ideas, making sure that we're fitting our residents' demands moving forward. And time, anything that saves time is going to get my attention.
Yeah. And so if somebody wanted to get in touch with you or find out more about Rockstar, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can send an email to operations@rockstar-capital.com. Let us know what your interest is. We have a closed group of investors with that, but I'm always there to answer any kind of educational question.
Great. Well, listen, I want to thank both Ivy Lee Rosario and Robert Martinez for joining us for this topic. And again, I recommend that if you are in the multifamily industry and you have not subscribed to MHN, that you do so, and you will be rewarded with a lot of great information. It's a great resource to be able to learn from what other people are doing around the country. I also want to remind our listeners that you can go to our website to suggest guests and topic ideas, and you can also listen to any archived episode, and that website address is www.multifamilyradio.com. We are going to be back each and every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on 1110 a.m. KTEK with another great power panel and topic to discuss. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.